It is an unexpected statement, especially the fact that there is some there's some criticism for President Mugabe and how he runs the party. I think that is certainly very unusual, but doesn't bode well for them because they have been with President Mugabe for a very long time, when many in the opposition and many in the human rights and civil sector have been saying that the president has acted against the constitution or has been ill-advised in terms of how to carry out his duties in line with the law. However, I think that it is telling, or that it is certainly a welcome thing, that you begin to see some form of criticism taking place from within the ranks of ZANU-PF or from members who have been formerly senior and know a lot about ZANU-PF of the president and the way he's running the party. I think that is an opportunity for many of those who have been saying so to say, look, we were not just saying things, it is true. But at this stage, I think it is doubtful whether or not the statement means that they could do anything that could be transformational.
Does this statement mark a turning point in the ZANU-PF political dynamics? In other words, do you see the alleged Mujuru faction splintering away from the mainstream ZANU-PF?
A lot of people would hasten to say that that is going to be the case, and that if Mujuru were to form a splinter group, she would be successful. Lessons from politics elsewhere in the world and in Zimbabwe indeed will instruct very well and very clearly that because ZANU-PF has such been a unipolar power system in which power has been heavily invested in one individual, the only opportunity that the Mujuru faction has is indeed if Mugabe leaves power anytime soon, therefore allowing some of the power to dissipate